Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 10th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors in Harare.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-54940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voezimbabwe.com, at www.voeshona.com, and at www.voendebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about Zimbabwe's attempts to evict vendors from cities.
And vendors claimed today that their goods and stalls were destroyed by Harare Municipal Police, a claim that was rejected by council officials.
The government says local authorities should remove vendors from central business districts, which it says are now in eyesore.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and our email address is studio7news@voanews.com. Yeah, Zuluganda ba lingal chona jan lapel kona chonga u chona jan lawen food.
Ah, ngiyaphilang food.
Ah, ubone ke. Yeah, so ke udaba esiqoka ngalo lamhlanje ikhona okuhambelana labathengisa esitaladini. Sizwile ukuthi eHarare khona ngale kugcina ukuchiswa phela imfukumfuku zabo laba abathengisayo. So abantu laba bajinga ukuthi mangisechisa impahla zethu. Bathi pho kumele benzeni. So ke sizwile njalo i-council sithi bona bachisanga lutho. Bona bakwenzileyo ukuthi basusa abantu labana bebasusile bafunda bayihlala endaweni ezizo. So ke kodwa bayatsho lapho ukuthi ukusisusa khonokuyana yikho ngani akuhambi kahle. Funa ukuzithi abantu bathini ngakholo kumfoti.
Ndizozo. Wongu Gibbs mvunzo mkuru wamu vanhu ndive kuti kana kanzuriisiro yaita izvi ndiyana aita izvi. Nyaya yatiri kutarisa nhasi inyaya yekuti vari kutengesa mumigwagwa vamuka kusendiseni wakawana zvinhu zvavo zvichinzi zvapiswa muguta reHarare. Asi mvunzo mukuru ndiye kuti ndiana apisa nekuti kanzuro iri kuti aiwa isu hatina kupisa zvinhu zvevanhu tiri kungoti vanhu budai mugwagwa zvisina nharo zvisina kumanikidzana ndonyaya tiri kuti kurukure nhasi zvaita kuti koke mutauriri mukuru wekanzuro yeHarare vaMichael Chideme vanoiva tinenge tiinavo pachirongwa chino Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Jonga, and I think we now have got Mr. Michael Chideme. He was the principal communications manager in Harare. Good evening and welcome to the program, Chideme.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. Tell us, what is the situation like right now in Harare?
The situation in Harare is we are very happy with progress on the ground. Mm-hmm. We are happy with members of the informal sector who are complying with our city bylaws of 2014, which state that the informal sector should trade from city sites. And also the recent government directive that we should stick to our bylaws. I hear you are talking about an act of arson which happened last night.
Yes.
Concerning the the goods of the informal sector.
Mm-hmm.
We are equally concerned as Harare City Council that property belonging to the informal sector was destroyed. And the allegations that you are trying to put to council are baseless and unfounded, because as a local authority, our aim is to empower the informal sector so that they can better fend off for their families, they can sustain their families. So anything that destroys the livelihood of the informal sector is something that will concern us very, very much.
Mm. Yeah, kujaro foito.
Vachideme, ndinoimba angu tine rurimi rwechirungu, mapindura nyaya yekuti ndiani anganga akapisa zviro izvi. Asi nerurimi rwaamai vangadawo kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei pasapo, nekuti tinoona vanhu vese vari kungoti kanzuru ndo yakanganisa, kanzuru ndo yaita chakati, saka tati kudaidzei munge muchibatsira kujekesa mamiriro akaita zvinhu.
Mamiriro akaita zvinhu pa ground ndeyekuti kanzuru asi kudzokera kumashure kuti vanhu vaende kunotengesera panotenderwa. Pane rimwe shoko ramambotaura rekuti kubvisa vanhu mucentral business district. Kanzuru haisi kubvisa vanhu mucentral business district. Tine nzvimbo dzekutengesera dziri mucentral business district. Tiri kuti vanhu ngavaende panzvimbo idzodzo dzinotenderwa kutengesera vari. Saka nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kubviswa mucentral business district ipart of the misinformation iri kuitwa, yakangofanana neimisinformation yekuti kanzuru ndo yapisa zvinhu. Kwete, handizvo. Sekanzuru tinotoshushikanawo zvikuru kuti kune vanhu vauya vakapisira vanhu zvinhu zvavo zvavanotengesa. Mapurisa inyika ari kutotarisawo nyaya iyoyo, nyaya yaripotwa kumapurisa. Saka isu tiri kutotarisira kuti kuti kumapurisa kuchabuda kuine nyaya yekuti ndiani aita izvi, zvinhu zvakaipa kudai.
Ivo vemasangano anomirira vanotengesa ava vambozamawo here kubatana neminhasi kuti mukurukurewo nezvedambudziko iri, nokuti tinonzwa kuti vamwe vari kuti hapana urongwa hwakanyatsojeka hwekuti tizive kuti munhu ari kuenda kunotengesera papi mushure mekunge awana kadhi rake.
Urongwa hwakajeka zvakanyanyisa kuti munhu anonotengesera papi. Chichemo chiri kutaurwa nevanhu ndechekuti vamwe vari kuti kwamuri kutiendesa kunenge kusina macustomers. Asi mukachitanga kutaura nevanhu vanoziva business, vagara mubhizinesi rekutengesa, vari kutaura ivo kuti bhizinesi ndio vanofanira kutocreata maketi vaikoko, vaakutengesa zvinhu zvavo, vanhu vachavateera. Nzvimbo dzatakapa kuti vanhu vaita vanotengesera inzvimbo dzinosvikika nevanhu vakawanda, nokuti dziri mumigwagwa mikuru inopinda nekubuda muguta. Ndikakupai mufananidzo wepakona paseke naCrips kuCoca-Cola uko. Inzvimbo huru yekuti munhu wese anobva kwaseke, munhu wese anobva kuchitungwiza, anobva kuAppways, anobva kumarondera, anobva kwamutoko, anobva kwamurehwa vanopfuura na ipapo. Inzvimbo yekuti vanogona kufamba kubva pakati peguta kuenda ipapo. Greyside, Acadia, Sunningdale, Umbare, vanhu vanokwanisa futi kufamba netsoka kuenda kunotenga ikoko. Uye zvenzvimbo ine pekukwirira nepekuburikira mabhazi aripo pakatobukira pakagadzirwa kudhara. Tiri kuisazve holding bay ikoko, saka ende kune indastry iriko. Saka inzvimbo iri very good for business. Saka aya mashoko evanhu vari kungotaura sechirongwa chiri kuitika chavanenge vasina havo pamwe confidence yekuti zvinoshitozwa papundutso. Asi tikuti kwavari ngavawane confidence yekuti kanzuru haimbovarasisi, inovaisa panhu pane business, nokuti tinoda kuti vanhu ivava vakwanise kubhadhara marendi avo, vakwanise kubhadhara mvura yavo yavanoseenzesa, vakwanise kubhadhara mari yavo yemabhini, vaenda panhu panenge paine business. Endewo tiri kuti vakabva pavari kutengesera iye zvino panova pamberi pezvitoro, vanoita kuti vezvitorowo vakwanise kuattracta macustomers avo akafanirana navo. Ivo avo macustomer oenda kwavo kwavanenge vari. Handiti nzvimbo nenzvimbo yese ine yatinoti pachirungu maland uses. So land use yezending tavapa, land use yemashopu vana okay vana barbers iripo, nemabhenki iripo, land use yekwira mabhazi iripo, yekutambirwa bhora iripo. Saka munhu nemunhu ngaende kune land use yake kuti akwanise kunge achiita business lake ari ikoko.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chidema. What is he saying? Yeah. Some of the things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's literally saying that it's not true that the council has anything to do with the arson that occurred during the night or early this morning. And also, he put it straight that the council is not kicking out vendors from the CBD because these designated sites are also in the CBD. So it's just a matter of you go to where you belong. Those who play soccer go to Rufaro or Gwanzura. Those the big chain stores, they have their places. And those who are selling whatever they're selling, this is the time for them to go to where they belong, where they should be selling from. Not that they are being kicked out of the CBD. And also, if you start your shop, people will follow you depending on what you are offering.
So he's saying if you are playing plastic soccer, don't go to Kwanzura and Rufaro Stadium and PF.
No, that's soccer. I think you belong there too.
Plastic, you know the plastic.
No, he didn't mention what type of ways, but the fact is, he's saying people should know where they are following the bylaws.
Perfect. Now, let's bring in Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Informal Sectors Organization, and Mr. Joshua Muhambi, spokesman for the MTC, led by Professor Welshman Ngobe. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear us very well there?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Muhambi, can you hear us? Yes. So we'll start with you, Mr. Mkwananzi. Briefly, tell us what is going on right now in Harare.
Well, I'm very much excited by the statement from the council spokesperson. I'd like to respond to that, if you may allow me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm very, very happy with what the spokesperson of the council has said. That it is not council that bent the ways of vendors. I think you saw our statement yesterday where we queried that the people who were in council uniforms were actually not municipal councillors. And the statements which are coming from the spokesperson of council are very clear that it's not council that has bent this thing. And we maintain our view that it is actually members of the army camouflaged in municipal police uniform who have done this. Number two, we want to make a council position on the issue of vending. Because as far as we are concerned, the mayor of Harare is very clear that the vendors should not be moved in an abrupt and impulsive manner. There must be consultative processes which must lead to a framework that will ensure that when vendors move, we would have dealt with some of the issues that are in dispute as we speak. The issue of strategic markets, for example. When you're talking about putting the people in the CBD, which areas would we want to put them at? As far as we are concerned, as far as the vendors are concerned, we want to see the area around Surface Street zoned off to the vendors area, the area around Copacabana, area around Mbeniwanda, and the area around Surface Street, to name but just a few of those places. Those are the places where we think that if you zone them off and make them vending zones, you get order there, the vendors will be very, very, very happy. And number three, is the issue of the land use which he's referring to. Actually, our belief is that if you look at the developed world, if you look at Amsterdam, London, Washington, we actually have the CBD gradually moving out of the typical banks and other major commercial units, gradually moving out of the inner city into the fringes of the city, and leaving the inner city for purposes of vending and other such businesses, tourist attraction, for example. If we're talking about Amsterdam, it's a very typical modern global city, which is some of those characteristics that I'm talking about.
So we'll cut you short there. We'll cut you short there, Mr. Mkwananzi. So,
only one more point to make, my brother. One more point to make.
Just, we are giving you 10 seconds so that we can actually interact.
Let me use those 10 seconds.
Yes.
The politicization and corrupt practices around the registration process must be addressed The chimeneas of this world have rushed to go and register themselves, their relatives, and their party affiliates ahead of the roof vendors who need the most, those market stores. And lastly, the bylaws that he's referring to, they are unconstitutional, they are inherited from the colonial system, they are outdated and irrelevant. They need to be revisited.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to Mr. Mohambi. Baba Mohambi, uzukho na cingweni?
Sengkhona lokho elinkuma nje kodwa ngikhona.
Hayi, inkinga esilayo ukuthi ke ukungena khona phezu babo vele kuyahlupha. So, yabe lokho iqhumeka ifoni yakho, so ungasigcini kangaka umnumzane.
Okay.
Yes, so ke sifuna ukujaya ngesintu lapho ukuthi okwenzakala emadolobheni lapha lina lithini njengebandla ngakhona.
There's nothing wrong with the vendor and vending. That's the starting point. Mm. The problem is the issues around vending and the way it reflects on Zimbabwe as a failed state. Abantu abatshona ezitridini, ogogo, omama, abantwana nabobaba, umbuzo ukuthi kusasa sikhangelele ukuba nesizwe bani esikhulela esridini. Ugogo kumele ukuthi ngawe usekhaya kumbe usendlini exoxela abantwana inganekwane kodwa usesridini uthengisa izimisi. Ngoba ilizwe lehlulekile ukudala ukuthi ugogo lo abe ne-tension ngoba ufundise for 40 years. Right? The next thing, umntwana ukhulele esridini ufundani esitridini, ngumuntu bani ongaisizwe sakusasa. So the bottom line is a Zimbabwean failed state engakwaziyo ukunakekela umfelokazi, intandane nesalukazi. Okay? Yeah. Go back to also the issue of vending. There is no civil protection. Ngakungathi impahla njengalokho okubaliswe eHarare. Uthi impahla zabantu ubani ozibhadalayo. Kulimala abantu ukuya esibhedlela kulezi nsuku kuyadura okubi, vele siphila sesaba ukugula ngoba esibhedlela kungeneki. Nxa usulimele impahla zakho zisitsha kumbe utshawa lipholisa, ubani obhadalela iindleko zakho zokulimala? Siqhubekele phambili sithi khona abantu laba abakuthiwa ngama-vendors abathengisa imikambo labo khothama lanjani ngoba bafuna ukuphila. Ukhona ozaba lesicebo lokuba lisigebenga abasebenzise ukwenza izinto ezingasisi phambili. Into okumele ukuthi uhulumende ayenze, okumele ukuthi nawe uyayenza, yikudala isimo sokuthi abantu benze amabhizinisi. I-government awumelanga inqolo ngokuthi sina sizadala imisebenzi engu-2 million. Uhulumende sikhuluma khathesi, so ulohlupho lokuhohlisa laba abaqhathileyo. Labo othi uzadala imisebenzi engu-2 million uzabaholisa ngani? Umsebenzi kahulumende ukudala lokho kuthiwa i-environment ezakwenza abantu badale imisebenzi, badale amabhizinisi.
10 seconds, baba. 10 seconds, yeah. 10 seconds, Katisa.
Timekeeper.
Okay. Umsebenzi kahulumende ukudala i-environment enza abantu banelise ukudala amabhizimusi azakwenza kuqhatshwa abantu, kulokuthi uhulumende athi uzaqhatsha abantu enisehluleka ukubhadalelana abanabo. Vele uhulumende sikhala ngokuthi ubloated. Nxa uqhube udala imisebenzi uthi uzabaholisa ngani labo bantu besuleka ubaholisa ngenangomele baholea?
Ye, isikhathi ngente, baba Mhambi, ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So what you are saying is that the government should actually create a conducive environment for creating jobs, you know. Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, having grandmothers, having children all on the streets is not fair to Zimbabweans.
That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. But I think I can try to go back to Mr. Chideme. Mm-hmm. Mr. Chideme, from the pictures that we saw and the people we've spoken to, it seems as if they were keeping their goods overnight at a council premise. Is this so?
There is a footbridge just across town house where they kept their goods, yes.
So were these people paying to the council, or it was just the council providing them?
No, they were not paying to council. They were paying to their own hired security guards so they were not paying anything to council.
But the council provided that facility to them to use?
No, council did not provide that facility for them to use. They invaded the facility.
And also, Mr. Mkwananzi said that they are not 100% sure whether the police, the municipal police that is cleaning up the streets, the details are truly municipal policemen, but some infiltrators. What's your reaction to this?
I think, we only deploy municipal police officers to do municipal duties. We don't deploy outsiders, and we don't deploy people who are not on our payroll. So we only deploy our municipal police officers.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Chidema. We have a caller, Gibbs. To hand out our name, Rimiru, I'm in a Shona. Mkoma Daniel Bawua, Baruku Botswana. Maswara say Mkoma Daniel. Oh.
Yeah, kwenye info ni ya kesimani.
Nare ya wenge, inenge ya veyango tiza. Unogo na mbopinda, Gibbs.
Yes, yeah, singe na kuwe, Baba Mkwana, ukwane kwenye?
Mkwana.
Yes, yeah, so mwasa sika angela Baba Mkwana zilapa, umzuru, ubabu ya kuluma lapa. Uti ama polisa angani alikichimisa kuna hapo. Nga vela ku kansili. Kasibo laba aba vela ku ami. Kumbe ngiti ama putelizwe. Kambo ngati nga kono kwa mafichani sibili. Sekone 1 minute kwa viska tisa sambili wa.
Ula mangu ndo taloto mjimi mkamba mangu. Ama polisa la ya kwa ati jimika wandi dorobin. Ati kwe ama informe kansila. Iso ma polisa ya kansili. Aba nyo wandi wa sese nje kwa napa vatetwe. Kwa maanya ma department ya kansila. Ume nilewe mentena manzi.
Mr. Chideme, I think you can hear Mr. Mkwana saying that, he's maintaining that some of those municipal police are actually people that are sourced from the army. He's maintaining that position.
Yeah, he has a right to maintain his own views. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is Harare City Council does not deploy people who are not under its employ. We only deployed the municipal police.
But you said yourself that it's not you who deployed the people that bent the way. It's not you. So someone deployed them. And definitely if it's not you, it definitely follows that it's not council or police.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you react to that?
I still maintain my stance as Harare City Council. All the officers who were in our uniform are municipal police officers.
So the people who bend the ways of the vendors, it's not council. It is the army. It is some of the criminals within the state who are carrying out these extrajudicial duties.
Mr. Mohambi, can it be can you meet yet between these two gentlemen? Mr. Mambi?
A quick summary.
Yes.
I think we should be looking at policy issues. We need policies around employment creation. Now, as we talk to families, we leave these vendors, do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It is telling me that there's a crisis of credibility in terms of e-governance, maybe issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who, which policemen face vendors and so forth and so on. We are saying who actually encourages this mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mess in terms of your hygiene, mess in terms of your socialization, mess in terms of the kind of citizen you are looking at. So this problem is beyond what we see with the Amicus and Seban or who chases who. The message is in terms of policy making.
Uh-huh.
We should have clear processes of policy making in terms of employment creation and so forth. It's more at the superstructure level. Basic symptoms of the failed state. I don't know how many times that can be emphasized. We have failed as a state. We have failed to manage the movement Yabanti. We failed to create jobs. We failed to create an environment that respects humanity. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Mambi. Mkoma Daniel, va dzoka parunare. Mkoma Daniel.
Eh, murofarere.
Ndiri mupenyu mukomati nofarawo zvikuru tichikugamuchirai pachirongwa chedu muchinga muchiuya kunotitsigira. Zvii zvamungada kutaurirwa vana veZimbabwe vakateerera pane ino nguva?
Ini muchidimbu ndiri kudhiraivha hangu iko zvino izvi, ndikurwadzikana pamusoro penyaya iri kuitika.
Zvino mukoma, hatinyanyokurudzira vanenge vachityaira kuti vange vari parunhare nguva imwe chete.
Ichokwadi, muri kutaura chinhu chakanaka, but zvangondinetsa kuti chirongwa ichipfuure sandaisa shoko rangu. Pana Crips pavari kutaura vavakirwa here zvimbudzi nenzvimbo dzakanaka dzekuti vanokwanisa kushandira ipapo?
Vachidebe, hanzi nzvimbo dzamuri kutaura dzese dzaane zvimbuzi here nezvinodiwa kuti vanhu vange vachishandirapo? Vachidebe,
zvimbuzi zviripo.
Mukoma Daniel, ndofunga muri kunzwa hanzi zvimbuzi zviripo zvekuti vanhu vange vachishandira. Dambudziko iri, mukoma Daniel, pane... Vamukwana, nzimira yenyu tichakupai mukana. Regai timbonzwa kuna mukoma Daniel. Taida kuti mukoma Daniel mutibatsire, vamuhambe vasimudza shoko rakanaka kwazvo, kuti tingaswera tichipedza nguva nekubvunzana kuti ndiani atandanisa mumwe, tichidzoka tichirongamira, tichiramba tichingotenderera tichitandanisana. Dambudziko iri rekuti kushayikwa kwemabasa ringapedzwa sei, mukoma Daniel?
Dambudziko haringapere kana maindustry edu asingashandi. Dambudziko riripo iko zvino izvi ndechekuti nyaya iri mukati menyika iri kutadzisa vanhu kuti vararame nenyaya yekuti havana chekubata. Pamusoro pezvo
aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Daniel, vari kutyaira. Regai tivazorodze.
Yeah, maybe he was taking a corner or something.
Ndizvozvo. Kana foni yanga yakaiswa panze yabva yadona.
Let's hope he...
Tinoiba kuti vari kutyaira zvakanaka. Ndizvozvo. Saka nyaya vari kutaura ndeyekuti iyo the government should employ, should create employment.
That's right.
And we recall that it promised 2 point something million jobs or 2 million jobs. And I'm not sure whether vending is part of that 2 million jobs.
So let's talk to Mr. Mkwala. You are itching to say something. Can you say that something, right?
I have three things, my brother.
But first, eh?
Number one, must clarify the position of council. Because the mayor and his executive are very clear. And I think that his remarks are in total contradiction of the position of the Harare City Council as pronounced by the mayor. Number two, the burning of the well, if it's not council who burned it, that becomes the greatest question of the day. Who did it? And for what purpose? And we maintain that we believe that there is an underhand that is working in cahoots with the state to decimate the vendors in the cities, not for the purposes of cleaning the city as it is alleged, but rather because of a deep-seated paranoia within the state that the proliferation of vendors because of the economic hardship may lead to a political instability of some sort.
Thank you very much. We also have got some messages on WhatsApp and Facebook. I'll just read one or two messages on Facebook. One of those messages is from Tamsanga Mlilo. You know, he writes, the people who deserve the eviction is the government, not hard-pressed citizens who are trying to survive. So I think that's one of the messages, that we're getting.
Yeah.
Do you have any message?
No.
I think we've got a caller right now.
Yes.
And this caller is Mr. Caspian. Caspian Kunjan.
Ngiyaphila kunjani baba?
Isiphile kakhulu, wena ungaphi khona?
Ngise Johannesburg, South Africa.
Awubone ke bamba khona apho ungayika chana siyaphenduka kuwe ngamafutshane baba.
All right.
Yes, Joga, I think we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners, and now we are streaming live. If you wish to join the show, visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com. That website again, www.voazimbabwe.com. For our guests, Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, Mr. Joshua Mhambi, and Mr. Michael Chideme, please stay on the line. And Baba Konapo Caspian, now Bambi Konapo. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.
Ongu, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, asi tiri kuenderera mberi nechirongwa, rambai muripo, vanokwanisa vanga vachitibata, takurova inonzi live streaming. Ndizvoka Gibbs.
Yeah, ujaro for it.
Nesindevere ngiti.
Konoko live.
Yes.